Switch debounce implementation. Would you like to implement switch debounce on the mechanical switches of your projects? Not sure how to do this? Read the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. When using mechanical switches with your microcontroller projects, you'll usually need to debounce these switches. The reason is, these switches are fairly analog in nature. You'll find that they may transition from one state to the other at times you don't want them to. This situation can introduce erroneous states in your system. Consequently, this article will help you understand what switch debounce is and how to implement proper firmware routines for them. What is switch bounce? Electrical glitches appear when you press a mechanical switch. This is due to switch bounce. You may find switch bounce at times when you press a switch, when you release it, or even in between. Below, you'll see a generalized view of how your button press behaves as you push down on it. This button works along a pull-up resistor placed on one side of the pin. The other side of the pin is tied to ground. This serves as an active low push button switch. If you zoom in on the signal, you'll actually find some glitches. It's also possible to find glitches on other parts of the waveform as well. Switch debounce in the middle. Switch debounce on the left. How does switch debounce affect an embedded system? An embedded system, such as in microcontrollers, run code continuously, usually in a loop. The loop is necessary because of the system's architecture. A program is executed through a sequence of statements through a program counter, PC. To keep the system going, the program counter must continue to count forever going through the statements in a loop. Below is an excerpt of a system architecture of a simple PIC microcontroller. PIC12 F615 architecture. You get the input value of your switch through a statement in your program. Consequently, you only need to detect the press event once when you press the button. However, the looping code can interpret more values because of the glitches it picks along with your button press as your program runs. This means the loop time is several times faster than the time it takes for you to make the button press. How to take care of switch bounce? Switch bounce can be eliminated through hardware with external components. However, implementing switch debounce in firmware is more economical as you don't have to add extra parts. Many programmers implement their own debounce routine according to their taste. Making firmware for switch debounce. By using a simple delay. The simplest way to eliminate switch bounce is by implementing a delay in your code the first time you detect the button press. Simply put it, the delay will ignore all the glitches up to the point when your signal has a steady value. With this, you should have a reasonable estimate of the length of your delay. A typical value of 300 ms, 500 ms is used sometimes. Below is an example code snippet inside a void loop. However, some may argue that this may waste precious CPU instruction cycles when you press the switch, especially if you're concerned with your resources. Interestingly, you can use any routine in your code that introduces a delay instead of making an actual delay, provided that your routine's code execution time is greater than or equal to your intended debounce delay. By resetting a counter or event variable while the signal is still changing using a predetermined debounce time. This debounce procedure is illustrated clearly on the built-in Arduino examples sketch, digital debounce. Switch debounce example code in Arduino. Here, two important variables, button state and last button state, are introduced. These variables are used to monitor your button pin input value. The following two long variables, last debounce time and debounce delay, are used as a timekeeper and an unchanging variable to compare time to the debounce time, respectively. The looping code is self-explanatory. It simply reads the input pin, checks for switch bounce by comparing the previous button state from the current, and then resets the stored value time. Every transition change on the pin is regarded as a switch bounce unless the stored time value exceeds the debounce time and the final pin state becomes high. Note that you can change debounce delay until you find your preferred value. Conclusion. Switch debounce is a problem easily solved through firmware. You can create a delay routine or copy what the Arduino example debounce code does. With this knowledge, you're on your way to creating glitch-free buttons as input. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Switch to Bounce Implementation. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.